is, but perhaps you can make sure I understand.
Sure.
What's defined as a lobbyist under the county government?
A lobbyist, as simply as I can, is someone who gets paid to convince government to do something. And to make it even easier, lobbyists are required to register here. So if you're concerned about whether you're getting a gift from a lobbyist or the principal of a lobbyist, all you need to do is go to pvcgov.org, pull down the
.com.
I think both work.
They both work.
And there is a lobbyist tab, and there's a lobbyist directory. It's cross-indexed by principal and lobbyist. It's in alphabetical order and by year. So you can figure out who's getting what from whom.
Okay.
Mr. Reinhart?
Second question. What if one of these potential applicants for the IG position or the executive director position contacts us?
Bad.
I mean, how do we disclose that to whomever?
That is a policy that you guys will need, that you probably need to discuss, and it would be an appropriate time to do it. We have... you're not a county department, but I think it probably behooves you all to at least follow the spirit of one law that we have called the Cone of Silence, affectionately. And what it means, what that does is it prohibits anybody, any vendor in a selection process from communicating verbally with anybody who has the authority to make the decision. And so the five of you. Letters... fine. If that happens, I recommend that you make it part of the public record at the next meeting.
Have you made the offer that they can send in letters of recommendation from friends?
We haven't made that offer, but many applicants typically do that.
Right.
Most of it will come to the department.
So you'll just forward the letters to us.
Right. But if it does, I recommend you make it part of the public record. And if people call, maybe as a board policy among yourselves, you can decide today that you'll politely decline the conversation. It's totally up to you all.
Okay.
Well, as part of the selection committee, I know we're going back and forth, I would move that we adopt a policy that prohibits, any sort of verbal or private contact from applicants to any on the selection committee.
I'll second that.
Question, how are you going to... I think the best... probably move in a second, but for discussion, I think the better idea may be to make it known to everybody, because once the verbal conversation takes place, then the bell is sounded.
No, I was thinking along the lines of I'm looking for the job. I call Carrie up and I say, Carrie, can I talk to you about the inspector general position? And Carrie says,
no.
Well, I can't. And at that point, I don't know that you make a disclosure, because there really is no discussion.
What do you say whenever she calls and says, listen, I like McAlfie. He's applying for that job, and I've known him for quite a few years. You're already into it, you know. That's why I say that maybe full disclosure is the best thing. Or
no.
If somebody calls you and they want to talk about it, say, well, I have to let everybody else on the committee know.
No reason we can't do both.
I think it should be both. I think we should make every effort to discourage and make it clear that our policy is that we cannot engage in that. If the stuff comes out before we get a chance to say that, then I think we disclose.
I agree. Maybe we can, when you send out any other conference, tell them as a policy decision that members of the committee are not to be contacted.
We can do that.
And that saves us from
committee and commission, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. I mean, I really think your first, my recommendation to you as the group of five, the gang of five maybe, but maybe that's the is you need to I recommend prioritizing vetting the executive director position, because that's going to give you the staff person, or maybe just ask the county to designate an administrative support person to help be that short-term point. Instead of having to pick who amongst you is the right person to do, just a contact person. Brad, I don't know whether it's you.
Yeah.
You seem a little high-end to me to be the support staff person, but Bob, I don't know where he went. But and then we'll follow as a group of seven your lead, but it'll be a separate track. And maybe when you designate your next meeting on the Commission on Ethics, we'll piggyback on that and have a separately noticed meeting to then come to our collective decision about time frame and vetting process. Your executive director just may be it may be a faster turnaround time than the IG. I don't know.
Okay, at any rate, can we reduce any of these options to motions? Get something in the record?
We have a motion outstanding, I believe.
And your motion again, please.
To adopt a policy that prohibits anyone of the selection committee from communicating with applicants, people on behalf of applicants, verbally or in writing, if it happens without being able to stop it, then it is fully disclosed to the rest of the committee.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second it.
All in favor? Any discussion on the motion? Everybody in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Nay? Motion's carried.
Want to make the same motion for the commission?
You
were talking about the committee, the gang of seven. We have to make the same motion.
Yeah, I'll make that same motion as it applies to the five members of the committee.
I'll second that.
Commission, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Probably moved and second. Are there any questions or discussion on it? Remain none? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried.
Judge Rogers, I had a question, if I might. I think we've come. I need a little more guidance on how we're going to vet the executive director, and maybe we need to talk about procedures for. We're going to get all these applicants. They're going to be nice enough to put them somewhere we can look at them, but we can't talk to each other about them. We should probably talk ahead of time that while we're looking through them, what are we looking for? What are we going to bring back when we all meet again to talk about it? You know, should we each pick our top 10 candidates? Should we categorize? But at the end of that process, we need to have a discussion. We ought to consider today what ammunition we bring to that discussion. I don't have any answers to that. That's just a question.
I agree. The mechanics are a little awkward, but this is important enough that we need to spend whatever time it takes to get for both of these positions that we can properly vet them and come to a...
Yeah. Are there any exceptions to the Sunshine Law in vetting personal business and...
No.
Public places?
No. No, this has to all be, this has to be done if more than, unless you can talk to yourself about it. Right. So it will be a public discussion.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Merriman?
Question. So, just as a point of discussion, how would we make sense of the criterion that it should be someone who will be independent? In other words, that's the sort of thing that we would have to discuss among ourselves and be able to say with some confidence that we know that when we see it.
And you may have a roadblock there now that we've said they're not to talk to any of us. Other than that, I would think you could ask the guy.
Yeah.
I noticed on your application you were accused of something...
Yeah, you go.
Years ago, how'd that work out, or what happened there?
Your selection process will be at least two parts. Part one, getting to a short list of people you can interview, and then the actual interview, both of which will have to be done in the open and in the sunshine. So let's talk about the first part. What I would recommend you do is when you get them in the group, pick a number, rank top 10. Top whatever, and some of that's going to depend. Leilani, I think, is maybe a little conservative when she says she thinks she might only get 50 applicants. Typically, the last day of the closing period, we could be inundated with another 100. We don't know. At any rate, you're going to get a number of applications that you're going to have to look at. Some of them will be in the pile that says not qualified, and a large number of them will be in the group that are qualified. So my recommendation would be pick a number where you can say these are my top 10 or some number along those lines. And then when you come back together, you have these open discussions and you arrive at some consensus at some number that you want to actually invite for an interview. That would be my recommendation, to do it in that type of manner. And then for the executive director, the same type of process, only with the five commission members.
Did your motion contemplate no conversation between the applicant and the board, or between friends of the applicant and the board?
Both.
Both.
If you'd like, we could put together for you a checklist of issues relevant to the way we advertise the job, because, again, most of what is in that job is taken directly from the ordinance itself.
Okay.
We tried to ensure that when we posted that job, applicants knew what the duties and responsibilities were going to be and what was going to be expected of the position incumbent. We can provide something of a checklist for you. You can approve it or toss it if you don't like it.
Okay.
Or come up with one of your own based on what we've submitted, and you can use that when you go through those applications to assist you in whittling them down further than the not qualified and qualified group.
All right. That would be helpful.
Okay. If, not to disagree with my good friend, the state attorney, but if we were to go back to the county to one of the other options that was proposed and say you whittle it down to 40 or 50 or however many, what criteria would you apply? How would you come about doing that?
Well, whenever we advertise a vacancy, we develop what's called a training experience rating criteria, which is numerically based, and it's based upon the content of the job and the job description. We weigh education. We weigh additional preferences for certifications, whether that be a CPA or internal auditor or whatever we think is appropriate given the nature of the job. And we give weight to those things, and then we score them, literally. You got an 85, and this person got an 80. And we rank them from that perspective, and then the highest people scored, we refer to departments typically for interview. I think for an executive-level job, you want to be able to do something like that, but you want a lot more leeway in how you do it. So you might want to do that in broad categories. You might want to do, obviously, people who are not minimally qualified to do the job, people who look minimally qualified, and what you consider to be a group of your best candidates. But you don't actually have to score them to the point where we're doing strictly numerical-based thing, but broad-banding, so to speak. So you have a group of people you can look at. And, again, just because somebody doesn't score that well, there may be some other reasons and factors that you want to include them. Might be an IG who has some previous experience someplace else, only did it for 7 or 8 years, but has that experience. You may have somebody who's been there doing it a lot longer, but experience maybe the quality of the experience may not be the same. So it still gives you the flexibility to do that, but it gives you ability to look at why somebody got from point A to point B in your assessment. Give you something to fall back on as opposed to kind
of like... Sorry, we're running out of time.
These rankings are going to be public record if we do them, right?
Yes. Yes. The general rankings. If you do a numerical ranking, it's considered an unassembled examination, and then or not.
Say it again.
If you do the rankings formally the way we do them, they're considered an unassembled examination. So in of themselves, they're not public record. If you do a general broad-based kind of putting people together like that, certainly how you consider to categorize them is public record.
All right. Any other commission comments?
Well, I would just say, I mean, I think we need to make these decisions, right, if the next step is we get the applications. As to do we want them ranked?
Well, I would certainly like to know that, for example, someone has been employed by Palm Beach County or one of the entities subject to this authority. I may not be able to tell that from the materials because I'm not that familiar with which entities are and are not. So that's the sort of thing. So you have some hard criteria here,
right,
that we should be able to sort them out or in.
Yes.
But beyond that, I don't think we can.
Well, I think, Doctor, didn't you say earlier that you wanted the right to accept things out that weren't covered by them?
Well, I think the hard criteria are fine. I didn't want, you know, people who were qualified not to be in the pool.
Yeah, I think from our proposal, if we were going to do that for you, if you wanted us to do it for you, that's how we would handle it. We're only going to, you would still get all the applications anyway. You just have the pile of people that, our estimation, they weren't qualified. Doesn't mean you don't see them. You might decide that, you know, we made an error in our judgment, and this person is perfectly qualified, and we want to interview them.
So you say they need 10 years, and they have 9.5. We don't want them thrown out because of that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So the hard criteria can at least, you know, but I wouldn't want to lose someone.
We can put that under the common sense category.
Right. Now, it's okay for us to, if I have an application, I have questions on and want to discuss it with one of the staff, I'm not prohibited from doing that. I just want to make clear.
No.
So I could call either of you and discuss a particular applicant.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else under that category? Next, the future meeting schedule. Who is in charge of our meetings?
Tammy Gray is our staff person who you've probably gotten some emails from. So, yeah. Tammy, you can stand up so everybody can see who you are. And she'll be the person who will be coordinating the schedule. And we can talk about that now if you like.
Yes, we need to talk about that now. I would like.
What days are good for you? Would you like to schedule something that is...
Are we going to be meeting in the new quarters of our next meeting?
Probably your next meeting will probably be here because I don't think we'll be quite ready just yet, but maybe not.
I then, for parking purposes, I think maybe as late in the day as possible might be easier for those who are us up, who are sort of parking meter disadvantaged. I found out I could take the cell phone and call the parking meter. I said, whatever happened to the nickels and the quarters and things? So I would think maybe the next meeting we might want to make late in the day for parking facilities. Unless, is there someplace else we can park around other than the meters?
Parking garage.
Parking garage, yeah. Okay.
Is there a specific day that is good for all of you?
Not Monday and Wednesday if it's late afternoon.
Okay.
Not weekends.
Anybody has any special conflicts in certain days?
No.
If not, then we can just accept Monday and Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday I teach at 4, so that's...
In the afternoons.
Other than that.
So.
Okay.
At least Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay. I'll contact you with email.
Okay. And is the time okay at 4 o'clock or...
Generally. Works good for me.
Yeah. Generally works.
Okay. 4 o'clock will be good. And how soon do you think we need a next meeting?
Well, the job closes Friday. I would suspect the staff would probably like a week or so to go through the process. So sometime shortly thereafter. That worked for the commission?
Is anywhere in our materials, is there a directory of the staff and their contact information?
Telephone numbers?
Lisa, did we have a guide to service?
There's a guide to service in your information booklet. There's also online through our county's main site what we call the Little Black Book, and it has all of our county departments and numbers for all of our departments. So you will see human resources, you'll see public affairs, county attorney, and you can access that online. If you need anything else, please let me know and we can get that for you.
I'm not sure I'll remember all your names from today, so I wouldn't know how to contact you, I'm afraid.
So if I'm clear on the accessibility, the materials will come in this week. Staff will have them for about a week, and then we'll have access to them?
Yes, sir.
And then so we just need to figure out how much time we need after that to go through them before the next meeting.
Right.
At least a week.
And we will, Mr. Chair, we will provide each of the committee members via email, Tammy, a contact list.
Yes. Need about 3 weeks?
Probably.
Yeah. Tammy, your calendar, give us a possible date for about 3 weeks from now.
March 17th.
That's a Wednesday.
A Wednesday.
That's a Wednesday. 16th oh. Doesn't work for me.
No, not 16th.
16th.
Yeah,
not 16th. Tuesday. Yeah.
Doesn't work.
No.
How about the 18th?
18th is fine.
18th works.
18th?
18th it is.
18th. Yeah. Speaking on my behalf, I need to check with my... I mean, I could very... What day of the week is that?
Thursday.
Right. I mean, I may or may not be in Tallahassee that day, but if it's in the end of the day. But you say so March 18th?
18th. At 4 p.m.
All right.
Mr. Chair, can I just ask, is that meeting going to be... We're going to go through all the applications for the Inspector General, and then you all are also going to do all the Executive Director?
I think we should do one each.
Seems like it's a lot.
I think it's too much.
Do the Inspector General and get that.
We do
because that's going to take a long time to hire someone, even after we make a recommendation.
Should we do Inspector General or Executive Director first?
So your Executive Director is going to give you an ability to have an administrative identity.
And our goal date is still May 1st for the IG. And if the closing date is Friday, I mean, I personally think we've got a little bit of play in the joints. If you want to do it right. My personal recommendation is do Inspector General first. I mean, do Executive Director first.
That would be helpful, I think.
So we would just set the meeting on the 18th as a meeting of the Ethics Commission and not a meeting of the Selection Committee for the Inspector General.
But still get us the applicant. Is that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, we have to eat this like you eat an elephant, one bite at a time.
Absolutely. And, Mr. Chair, what we would typically do from this day forward is in advance of any meeting, we would send to you a draft agenda, which you would then approve and then get back to staff for distribution in advance of the meeting.
And then, the other thing, we need some key man insurance on the vice mayor.
Can I ask another Sunshine Law question? If an individual board member believes there's an issue that needs to be put on the agenda, how do we do that?
Through the administration, through Brad for now.
And the executive director later. So we just communicate to them and they put it on for discussion.
Correct.
Set a date for...
Okay. Yeah, how soon can you get the information for the executive director out to us?
It closes at 5 o'clock Friday, so 5:01.
Yeah, let's expedite that.
I have a...
So I'd say the early part of next week.
And how do you intend to do that, by carrier or somebody from your office? Or?
We can email it to you if we have all of your email addresses.
Yeah. Or if you would prefer a hard copy, we'll work with you individually.
I prefer a hard copy.
Okay.
Okay.
Set a date for talking about the Inspector General. We should probably do that right now as well.
Okay. We're... We're going to do the executive director on the
18th.
About the Inspector General. We'll set a date for that at this time.
Ask our two additional members what works for them on the next Thursday, the 25th. Does that work?
A week after the executive director.
I'm checking my computer.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, but I will have to confirm.
That'll be the...
Yeah. Thursday the 25th. You can tentatively schedule it and email you.
The week after that is spring break for the public schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my spring break. But why don't we tentatively set it? And then
25th?
Use
okay.
You as, okay. And my assistant, Nikki.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else? Not?
No.
Meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking on those duties.
Yeah, that was a little... It's not a violation of the sunshine. That had to be.
You know, to say thank you.
Thank you, Brad. That's for both at 4 o'clock.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, LeBay.
Thank you, Condry. I'm glad I'm not in the recruit.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You want ours as well?
I have
you. Okay. Good.
If you want, right on there.
Are you ready to rock?